Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
They're Boston's number one afternoon show.
The most powerful sports radio show in New England.
America's number one afternoon sports show.
Yeah, but we're the biggest.
And number one in your heart.
And I just came here to help you rate it.
Sorry, John. Thank you. Don't need it.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Before we go back to your phones, just another thing Mass has a thought on. How the Patriots have closed the last several years. Tommy Curran wrote this the other day at NBC Sports Boston. It's been brought up many times here and elsewhere. It's another, you know, relevant developing story here under Bill Belichick that, as Tom Curran writes, the Patriots have a closing problem. Over the past three seasons, their combined record after December 1st is 6-13. 6-13 over the past three seasons. So that's not just Cam Newton or Mac Jones. That's even Brady's last year as well. And he says that, well, anyway, Maz, before I go on, you have a thought.
Okay, look, again, when you're talking about 3 years here, I mean, how many years did we hear and have we had stuffed in our face Bill Belichick's record in November and December, particularly in December? Belichick teams always get better. Blah, 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 blah. And at the same time, here's what I will tell you, that independent of the one loss record, did they get better this year or worse?
They got worse this year, Mason.
I mean, I would say they definitely get worse,
yes.
Particularly down the stretch defensively anyway. Offensively, you might be, they might have gotten a little bit better. But overall, they got worse. They got worse as the year went along. Last year, down the stretch, they got worse. 2019, same deal. Down the stretch, they got worse. And so if people are going to take that stat of how great Belichick is in the month of December when he's winning, don't we have to now do the opposite and look at the month of December and say, why can't he get them to play their best on the stretch?
Damn straight.
I mean, to me, that's just a consistent way to look at it. And there's lots of explanations and excuses going on or being made right now for why they tank down the stretch. Old guys, long season, blah, 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 blah. Could it just be that maybe they get sick of the coach and tune him out and don't execute the same way?
Yeah, maybe. But you don't think that the
age thing is a viable excuse? I do.
Okay, but
Murray, at least on the defensive side of
things. So the game in Indianapolis, they committed 8 penalties and had a punt block. How is that related to age?
No, that's fair. That's just stupidity and sloppiness.
Okay, and so drop passes, or how is that? How are these things all related to age? When we look at the team and we say fundamentally they can't seem to do the most basic things, they make fundamental mistakes. They make mistakes in the down the stretch. They make the kind of mistakes that we would look at into any other team in the league we would attribute to coaching. So now I'm not telling you Bill Belichick sucks, because I don't think he sucks. I thought overall they came back a little bit this year. I was encouraged by that. But I also don't think this whole Patriots thing, you know, this whole storyline of the Patriots get better in December is true. At least not now.
Kern writes, the weird thing is they're not just losing these late season games. Frequently they're getting demolished, especially in the first 30 minutes or 20 minutes of a game. He said this year, they were down 20-0 to Indy, 20-7 to Buffalo, 17-0 to Miami, 27-0 to the Bills the second time. In 2020, they got down 17-0 to the Rams, 24-9 to the Bills. They did have a 6-0 halftime lead over Miami before losing 24-12. In 2019, they fell behind Houston 21-3 and 23-7 against the Chiefs in back-to-back weeks. So he said, you know, they're not just losing these late games, they're getting thumped
and they're getting run on.
And so I was listening to Adam Jones last night. He made a really good point. He says, well, we have this thing, and we all know that Bill treats September as an extension of the preseason, and that the seasons are long, and Bill, you know, says we're gonna spend the first month figuring out what we got, what we don't got, and I'm not gonna fire all the bullets, but we're gonna get stronger as the season goes on. And sort of the whole payoff here over the years has been, you sacrifice maybe a game or two in September to be guns blazing in December.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sort of the way it's gone. Well, if you're giving away games in September and getting your ass kicked in December, what's the point of this?
There isn't.
So what's the point of coming out with such a soft opening if you're not getting stronger as the season goes on?
I mean, last year they started 2-5. This year was 2-4. So now you're sucking at both ends. And I think that the trademark of any good team, I would argue, and again, it's different in Bill's case. He had Brady all those years. But I would say, generally speaking, fast start, strong finish. You want to grind a little in the middle, you can get away with it in most sports. You know, but at the beginning and the end, you should establish a foothold and then close like a freight train, as the expression goes. They don't do either. And again, and the bigger thing for me is the lack of discipline. The lack of discipline, and I'm not talking about you pulling someone from a game if they make a mistake. I'm talking about jumping offside and pre-snap penalties and getting punts blocked. The type of stuff that happens in other organizations that we say, who the hell's coaching this team? So I just don't know how you don't look at that and wonder what the hell's going on there. It feels to me like he doesn't have their buy-in at the end of the year anymore.
I mean, it's something, and it's now not just a one-off. It's a real trend. That's gone back years. So add that to the list. Back to your phones. Charles in New Jersey. Is Brady still relevant to the Patriots story?
I believe the Tom Brady trade maybe end up the equivalent of trading Babe Ruth.
Yes.
And
Charles, something tells you you might have been around for that. But either way, the point is, I don't think that's an overstatement. That's the player you're talking. That's the caliber of athlete you're talking about. You're not, you know, I said before, you're like, you know, you trade Mookie Betts, you watch what he does versus what Jeter Downs and I keep saying Vasquez. No, who is the outfielder they got?
Oh, Verdugo.
Right? Why do I keep saying right?
And so Connor Wong is the other guy.
So right, you judge what you got back versus what he's doing somewhere else. You trade Joe Thornton, you judge what he does MVP his first year versus what Wayne Primo and Marco Sturmer. It's like you do that for any athlete, but this is beyond that. This is Babe Ruth, Muhammad Ali. You name the biggest, best sports figures in the history of organized sports, and he's on that list. So, but again, like that's more of an emotional thing. I'm talking more about nuts and bolts, how you want to build your team. They could have rebuilt this team around Tom Brady. He was still affordable. He just wanted the contract, and you didn't want to give it to him. So instead, you said, we're going to start over at quarterback, and we're going to redo the roster with a new quarterback. How's that working out for you? because you could have redone the roster with your existing quarterback. And I think been a hell of a lot better for it. And still, you still could have spent a good amount of money in free agency. You still could have drafted most of the players you drafted. Maybe Mac Jones isn't available to you, but is that the only guy you could have drafted? So you chose a path. How's it working out? That's why it's relevant to me. Dan, is Tom Brady still relevant in this conversation? I beg you to go forward.
I'm forward, Felger. This is a ridiculous, anecdotal, black and white, stupid argument you're making. Because you have to put reality and Brady's temperament into the equation. Let's say I take away the money. Belichick gives him the money, gives him the autonomy, gives him Guerrero, all of the above. Do you really think he's going to tolerate at his age with the Bungin woman bitching in his ear? You think he's going to tolerate a down year? Let's say he got the money in 19, and they finished the way they finished in 19, and then they have to go rebuild in 20, and it may take the 21 to get back on your feet. For the perfect environment, offensive line-wise and wide receivers and mid-level receivers, then he needs to operate to be up. To be
yeah, let me answer your question. Do I think he would have put up with it? Yes.
He would have been able to tolerate it.
Yes.
Elder.
Yes, I do.
Oh, you just, that's a yes.
Yes.
No explanation. You're out of your mind. He's bitching now that his coaching staff is not pulling their weight after they gave him full autonomy.
Yeah, and they're
it
still...
It would not have worked out. He's still there?
Hold on, Dan. Is it not working in Tampa Bay?
It is, but he went into a perfect situation. Do you understand that his offensive line is rated the top one?
Danny. Yes. Danny, you're saying would he have been unhappy or in a pain in the ass? Maybe. He might be unhappy and a pain in the ass in Tampa. They're in the divisional round, about to go back to the conference championship game. So I'm not telling you he wouldn't be a diva or a pain in the ass. He's developed into a little bit of a diva and a pain in the ass. He still wins at an exceptionally high level.
The difference is, would he have been able to tolerate a slight rebuild, a two-year rebuild?
Yes. Yes, I think he would have. Would he have been a pain in the ass about it? Yeah, probably. He's gotten a little. He's become a little bit of a pain in the ass, and there's a power struggle right now in Tampa. Apparently, he's trying to push Arians out the door. So maybe all that stuff would still be going on here. He's still freaking winning. So like that's what sets it apart to me. You're still contending for championships with him.
I mean, there's really no arguing the other side of it. So even if Brady just didn't get back to the full level of commitment he was before, he'd still have been better off with him instead of Cam Newton and him as the quarterback and nurturing a younger guy at a proper pace.
I mean, if you had
whoever
kept him,
whoever the younger guy is.
If you had kept him, what wouldn't you be able to do that you've done? And I'm telling you what it is. Your free agency, where you spent $160 million guaranteed, maybe that becomes $120 million guaranteed because Brady's getting more money and Kraft's not going to just keep spending. You could figure out against a cap. Trust me, you could have. But it just the real money thing's more important. So maybe your free agency, instead of signing eight guys, you sign six. So you're losing either Janu Smith or Hunter Henry or Nelson Agholor and Kendrick Bourne. Okay, so instead of all four of those guys, you're getting two of those four.
It turns out you didn't need Jonnu Smith. He sucks.
So, maybe who knows how that would have worked out. But you still would have had a ton of money. You just wouldn't have had as much. And the draft? You still have Christian Barmore there. You still have Ramondre Stevenson there. All the guys you drafted in the year before are all still there. So maybe you're out of the range for Mac Jones. If you're drafting in the 20s and he goes somewhere in the teens, maybe you can't quite get there. All right, so maybe you draft Davis Mills and he sits on the bench for a couple of years. I don't know. You look at Davis Mills and you say, how far off of Mac Jones is he really? Put in the same program and the same thing, but you can still draft someone else. Doesn't preclude you from drafting another quarterback and resetting the clock with someone else during this time.
Yeah, and how much better would some of those receivers have been if they had Brady a quarterback instead of Mac Jones? And I'm not dumping on Mac Jones. I'm just telling you the reality happened to Tom Brady.
And let me be clear. At the time, I thought they made the right call. It turns out I was wrong. I think they're wrong. But this story isn't over, and the final analysis hasn't been written, which is why I think it's still relevant. Back to your phones after this.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Do you believe in moral victories? A good loss? We'll get them next time.
No silver linings here on Felger Mass.
Then you are in the wrong place.
You have to accept that, so we...
Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Here are two aspects of the Patriots' loss I don't get. First of all, wondering if Mac Jones is the right guy. Are you kidding me? Like, the season didn't happen? Playoffs are very, very difficult for first-time quarterbacks to navigate and negotiate. The December season is a very difficult part of the season to navigate and negotiate. I know I was having my fun saying that this looked like 2001, and there were times when it did, where this quarterback in his first foray with Bill was looking terrific and got it. The light's on, man. And he's got an ability. His first drive was terrific. Two huge third down throws. He picked one up with his legs. He looked like Josh Allen at that one point. And of course it went south after that. I mean, it's so the quite like, is Mac the right guy? What are you want to try Zach Wilson on for size, New England fans? You want to try him on for size? You want to try on Justin Fields for size? Who do you want to do? What's you want? Davis Mills? The second thing too, that I still don't, that I couldn't get, was the Belichick's going to be back for 2022 conversation.
He's going to retire?
Where the hell did that come from?
Yeah, that's so bizarre.
He looks reinvigorated, and he's apologizing to media for being short. Like, he's a more well-rounded Belichick.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he's going to do. He's going to walk away after this one. Got it. After taking in the chops like that to Buffalo. In Buffalo. Yeah. Come on.
We'll take him.
Yeah, right.
That's our guy, Rich Eisen, NFL Network. There is podcast, the Rich Eisen podcast. So we're not supposed to question the rookie quarterback or the 70-year-old head coach? You don't question those guys?
No, it's ridiculous. And when I say it's ridiculous, he can believe in Mac Jones if he wants. I don't blame him. There's a lot to like in Mac Jones. And there's a lot to like about Bill Belichick, obviously. But to say that, like, they've got the guy... How do we know that?
Well, he's also very skewed. This is the same guy after going to that win against the Chargers that came on, you know, his show that following Monday. It was just breathlessly talking about the team and how they're back and they're going to be a factor for the Super Bowl.
If you want to go back, listen to Rich after the Chargers win. He was unzipping at the time. He's also close with Belichick and all this. So, like fine. But you shouldn't question the rookie quarterback or the 70-year-old head coach. First of all, I'd say that's a recipe for one boring-ass talk show. But outside of that, just in the actual real world of it, we're supposed to be convinced that Mac Jones is the guy? Since when?
I mean, that's the part that really I find hard to believe more than anything.
And how many coaches have had success into their 70s? The answer is none. Zero. Those are the exact things you should be questioning. That's where you should be starting. So, like, good God. Talk about... Yeah, the antithesis of no sacred cows. Like, you can't question Belichick. You can't question the quarterback. Like, if you can't question those two, what are you doing? We talk about the gunner. But either way, there's a lot of people questioning Mac Jones. What's the Doug Kide report at Pro Football Focus, Maz, that you were reading before that Murray mentioned?
Yeah, Murray, I don't know if you have it in front of you.
An AFC executive telling Doug Kide of Pro Football Focus that Mac Jones' arm strength was an issue for the Patriots' rookie quarterback. This anonymous executive telling PFF, quote, "He's cerebral, but his arm is weak, which will hurt him in that division in cold weather games," end quote.
Yep, and then another part of the story. Jones' arm strength was a concern last spring, and one of the primary reasons he fell behind Lawrence, Wilson, Lance, and Fields, quote, good rookie year, but needs a lot of things around him, the executive said. So, like, the arm strength, that's real. That is real. I know people keep glossing over this. Like, oh, no, his arm will be fine. Will it? I hope so. I mean, I think it'll get better. I think Brady's was suspect a little bit at the beginning. Maybe not as much as this kid's.
No, but his arm strength, Brady's physical ability did, you know, improve greatly. Like, his arm improved. His pocket mobility really improved. Like, no. I mean, his physical traits were never his calling card, but they definitely got better.
Okay, so look,
and they got elite.
And that might happen with this kid. It might, which I'll totally allow for. I want to see it. I need to see it first. There are still a lot of balls he throws that hang up there.
Well, here's what he's going to need to. He's going to need to reach the status that you think he is, or that, again, Rich Eisen thinks he's going to be at. He's going to have to improve physically. The mental part of it, the intangible part of it, we've been over a million times. I think he's got great promise there and has a lot of the foundation to be a really successful player from his makeup. No, the actual physical part to the position, he's got to improve by a pretty dramatic amount to be an elite player.
Yeah, and I would say particularly as he get later in the season and in the playoffs, because those windows to throw into are going to be small.
Back to your phones. Joe in Pittsfield. Go, Joe. Joseph, you're up.
Oh, yeah, Mike. I got some stuff here from a friend about in the defensive side of the thing that the players are a little bit upset between listening to Belichick's son and Gerard Mayo. Now, the thing of it is, they trust Mayo more than they trust the son. The guy played.
Okay, so Joe, you have sources on this, or you just listened to us yesterday?
No, I'm not listening to you. I have a friend who heard me talk yesterday and called and told me this stuff.
Okay,
he says there's friction in the locker room on the defensive side.
Okay,
he
Joe,
said, don't be surprised if something happens in the next month.
Okay. I think that's, you know, we spent the bulk of yesterday discussing this.
I think this is real.
That was Bedard's intel. What do you know, Maz?
No, I think that this is real. I think that the signs have been there all year long. It got a little bit better in the middle of the year, and I think Belichick got involved. But I think that those are real. It's too obvious for it to not be real on some level. Was it the number one and only factor why they disintegrated? I don't know. But you had Bill's son on the sideline in the early part of the year being shown on national broadcast and getting all this hype, while Mayo, who played 10 years in the league or however many years it was, went to two Pro Bowls, was a one-time All-Pro, played with McCourty, played with Hightower, and got no attention? I mean, how's that going to go over?
The
coach's son is getting pumped up.
I was listening to Zolik and Bertrand today, and Zoe dropped in a line. They didn't stop and explore it, or I don't think. I don't know, and maybe I misheard it, but I thought Zoe said he slipped in a line today that said three different guys were leading the defensive meetings. That you had three different. Did Zoe say that?
I don't know if he said it, but it would make sense. Like Steve Belichick, Gerard Mayo, and I tend to believe that Matt Patricia was doing some work with the defense towards the end of the season.
For
that's
sure.
Why they sucked.
Or how about Bill?
Or Bill himself,
right?
Like,
so
there wasn't
four.
Like the offensive. The offense meets and Josh McDaniels stands at the podium with the clicker and says this, that, and the other. On Wednesday, this is the game plan. On defense, it was a different guy every week? Or they had three different guys doing it?
It would make your head spin in those meetings, and it looked like out on the field their heads were spinning half the time.
And in this part of it, independent of it being his son, although they are related, that's Bill's fault. Two people? When do you have co-leaders of the defense? Has that ever happened?
No, I mean, I'm sure it has, and maybe it's even...
It's ridiculous.
Maybe it's even worked in places it didn't work here.
No, it absolutely didn't work, because again, you have the added element of Bill's son there. So this is why I said to you the other day, I bet you they're hoping that Mayo leaves.
They are hoping. Definitely, it cleans it up for them.
Yes, they want Mayo to go, and then they say, well, Steven's in charge of the defense now, the rest of you can go F yourselves.
Yeah, or something like that.
All those guys are going to be gone anyway. I'm sorry. I don't mean to ramble on. McCourty's gone.
Gone.
Hightower's gone.
Gone.
Like, that's all going to change. So those Mayo loyalists are going to clean them all out.
Nick in Rhode Island. Go ahead, Nick.
Yes. I listen to all you guys, and your show is the best by far. Now, my point is, on the MVP, the reason Tom isn't going to get it is because the league is embarrassed and in denial. No question, he should get it.
They'd rather give it to Aaron Rodgers. Nick, it doesn't matter whether he wins it or not. He's that caliber of player. He's going to be one, two, or three. He's an MVP candidate. That's all that matters, whether he actually wins a thing or not.
Yeah, the league blew it. Instead of make him the poster boy, if these fellas would follow not only what he says, what he does, they could extend their career. There's a lot of money out there.
Okay. I think, I know the Eagles are a layup and not much of an opponent, but just watching that, it was just so simple for Brady, the way he dissected them. And they were all just little dump offs and check downs and wide open guys in the flat. But it was like, he's so far ahead of everybody. And there are brilliant quarterbacks in the league, talent-wise, physically talented guys from Mahomes and Allen and Rodgers and now Burrow's coming and Herbert, like just incredibly talented guys. No one plays a position the way he does.
No, because he knows exactly what's coming and exactly what to do.
And I thought he sounded like such an a-hole when he said it, but I have the answers to the test. When he said that, 4 or 5 years ago, he has the answers to the test. He just does.
Surgical.
Against everyone except New Orleans.
By the way, it doesn't guarantee he's going to win. Maybe Von Miller and Darnold have a day on Sunday and they get to him. But he's going to be there. He's going to be there every time, knocking at the door, because he's just that far ahead of everybody else. And you didn't want to pay him. How's that not relevant again? Big Jim Murray has you updated. We come back. Oh, some mock drafts are out. Interesting names attached to the Patriots already. We'll hit on that and get more of your phone calls. Don't go anywhere.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield. Field.
This is purely a take that exists in my head.
Getting into your head.
Tell you what's in our head.
With hot sports takes.
And we share it with you.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, Mass, you know how we feel about pre-draft talk and mock drafts and all this.
Yep. The only one that matters is the big board.
We don't take it seriously to the point where we feel the need to prove how useless it is by just chucking markers at draft magazines. And wouldn't you know that our analysis turns out and our prognostications turn out to be as good, if not better, than anyone out there who spends reams and hours in front of film and just all the, endless effluvium of useless NFL draft talk.
We rightfully mock those people.
Correct. The mock draft is there to be mocked. But it sometimes turns, can serve as a jumping off point. So there are a couple early mock drafts out.
Okay.
Mel Kiper, ESPN, has the Patriots at number 21 taking Jameson. Well, how do you pronounce that first name?
Jameson Williams.
Why am I such a moron? Why can't I even pronounce Jameson?
I don't know.
This is another hallmark of our pre-draft talk. I can't pronounce any name. Never mind even the easy ones.
Your intelligence sometimes is paradoxical in nature.
Definitely. I'm a borderline moron.
What was the one on TV last night?
Oh, the one I...
corrected yourself, but when you said it, I was like, my God, no.
Who's the guard from Detroit?
Oh,
It's Jeremy Grant.
Yeah,
I said
Jeremy or something.
Jameer Grant or something. It's just we're not even close. So, like, there's something not... All the synapses don't fire. They don't. Okay? My logic is generally at least average.
Oh, yeah. No. Quite good, actually.
The rest of it? Oh, my God.
It's just weird, the stuff that you mess up.
Jameson Williams. Well, I don't know why. Jameson Williams, the receiver from Alabama, stud, tore his ACL in the national championship game against Georgia. That's who Kuiper has going to New England because he's probably going to drop because of the ACL.
Yeah.
Do you want Bill drafting a wide receiver?
No.
Nah, me either. When I went through this, I gasped. I was like, okay, it'll be a defensive player because they desperately need help on defense. Hopefully it's a linebacker. And it's the hurt wide receiver who's going to drop, and it's a good value pick for Bill. Haven't we learned our lesson?
No way. No way. I don't want anything to do with the kid. No way. Now, unless Dave Ziegler wants him.
I was just going to ask you, what if it's not Bill making the pick?
Okay, so then
What if it's Ziegler or Josh McDaniels or some combination or Elliott Wolf or whatever?
So I still worry. I don't want a receiver. They just spend a ton of money on receivers. Get a receiver in the third round. Figure something out if you want another receiver. Or sign one. I don't want a receiver in the first round. Well, their defense blows.
I just like a healthy one. And the kid was really good before this torn ACL. He's likely not going to be ready for camp next year. And even then, I don't know, like I immediately think of Malcolm Mitchell, who they took, you know, who had knee issues coming out of college. Thankfully helped him on that Super Bowl, the 28-3 Super Bowl. But then poof, he's done. Like, if you're going to draft one, draft a healthy one.
Okay, and if I remember right, I think he was fourth round. I think
third or fourth, something like that.
Okay,
yeah.
So fine. You want to take a guy like that in the third or fourth round, have a blast, not in the first.
Well, The Athletic has the Patriots in the second round taking John Michie III. Did I pronounce that right? Who's another wide receiver from Alabama.
No, thanks.
Okay, why?
Well, I shouldn't say that. Third round, I'll take him, fine.
Yeah, I'd say he said second round, 54 overall.
A little too high.
Okay, in the first round, The Athletic have the Patriots taking my guy. I say that because it's the one college football player that stood out to me. I went to the stupid game. N'Kobe Dean, the linebacker from Georgia.
Good.
Who I thought was a freaking heat-seeking missile, a little bullet out there. It's like, this guy's awesome. And then I looked him up. 6 feet even, 225. I said, well, there's no shot of him becoming a Patriot.
He's a safety.
That's not Bill. He's not even, that's not even safe. Like,
know,
that's
small.
You know, like a safety has to be rangier. Like Duggar's that money backer kind of thing. How tall is he? I don't know. I don't know. He's not a fire hydrant. Like, this kid's a little fire hydrant. But, oh my God, does he move? Holy crap, does this kid move? And so The Athletic says the Patriots, N'Kobe Dean at 21. First of all, I don't know how he lasts that long because, again, he's such a high-profile guy and such a force.
Well, you just answered your own question, though, didn't you?
His size.
Yeah, right. That's how he would last so long.
So, again, they write in The Athletic, at 6 feet, 225, he wouldn't fit the traditional mold of Belichick's inside linebackers. But that might not be a bad thing, given the way Belichick took advantage of their opportunities with Bentley and Hightower in coverage. The Bills took advantage. Right. So Bill has to evolve. Belichick has to evolve his defense, not just because of the Bills, but because of the whole direction of the league. You know, the two gapping, thumping middle linebacker. Is that how the game's played anymore? It's not.
No, he doesn't need them to be 6'4" and, you know, hitting the gap. They need to go sideline to sideline. Lavonte David, Darius Leonard. If the guy's a little short, it's okay. Is he fast? That's what now matters.
Okay, in recent years, writes The Athletic, the Patriots drafted Josh Uche and Chase Winovich to be pass-rushing linebackers, but both players were inactive against the Bills. And given the way the defense played in that game, you can get used to seeing linebackers mocked to New England this spring. That's the direction Brugler, maybe that's their scout.
Dan Brugler, I think.
Okay. Is that their scout that they use?
By the way, can I just add in quickly, Devin White of Tampa, 6'2", 237.
The way Brugler went at 21 with Georgia's N'Kobe Dean, here's how Brugler describes his number 14th ranked player and number 2 ranked linebacker. Quote, he's a player who reminds me of Jonathan Vilma 2.0. How big was John Vilma? Can you look it up for me quickly?
Sure.
It says N'Kobe Dean might not be the biggest, but he is quick to key, read, and flow. He plays with the explosive trigger to fill gaps before blockers can react or chase down plays in pursuit. Dean is a three-down player with his ability to affect the quarterback as a blitzer and drop in coverage and throwing lanes.
Quick trigger.
Vilma was 6'1".
230.
Too small for Bill. Okay, so build
again. That's a similar size to Devin White. Like, go get him.
Can I just say something parenthetically? I like little football players.
Yeah, fast ones.
I think there's a long litany of guys that I loved who were small. Whether it's like some of my favorite running backs have been Darren Sproles, guys like that. Danny Woodhead was so effective for you. Like that little kind of, even the Eckler kid in L.A. He's not
Austin Eckler. Yeah.
He's not big, is he?
No,
no,
not really.
Smaller guy, another little fire hydrant.
Did you like Megan as a player?
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah. You know, as a guy, it was a little scary. But, you know, all those little running backs, love them. I think the little wide receivers, whether from Deion Branch or Troy Brown, Edelman wasn't the biggest guy. Like, I like those little scatty wide receivers. And the little linebackers, Vilma, remember Sam Mills?
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Carolina.
Carolina. Yeah, he was good.
Yeah, big USFL guy. Like, he's a little middle linebacker. How big was Singletary? For crying out loud, wasn't he a smaller guy too? I know he was thick, but how tall was he? I don't know.
5'11".
Thank you. I think there's something about undersized guys. They have to work harder. I always think like they're tougher.
Low center of gravity too.
Smarter. They have to work harder. And the low center of gravity thing, I do not mind small guys. Like, I don't like small quarterbacks, oddly. I don't like small quarterbacks. I don't like quarterbacks that have to duck around the trees and all of that. But like little skill position guys or linebackers, I am fine with. Bill ain't, you know. So
well,
like,
Bill ain't on defense.
So N'Kobe Dean, I would love that player. He so doesn't fit the profile of what Bill Belichick drafts at that position.
Okay, but see, this is a case too where you look at it and you say, well, the league values it. So if you're ever going to get a guy like that, because let's face it, anyone who moves like this kid moves is going to go high in the draft. Like you tell me you want to get a smaller linebacker in the fifth round, I'll tell you he's slow. Okay, so this kid can move. The league values it. So your only way to get it is to take it early. You can always take some stiff fifth round. Juwan Bentley's a fifth rounder, isn't he?
Yeah.
You can find a guy like that in the fifth round to plug the middle of the defense and not even plug it that well.
All right, we got plenty of time for this crap. NFL draft is the 28th of April. So sorry for the pre-draft thing. But, you know, they're out there jumping off points.
I want that kind of player.
Oh, I want that kind of player.
Somebody that can run sideline to sideline.
Oh, I want that guy. That guy's he is a missile.
Boy, they have some speed on that defense, Georgia does.
Oh, stupid.
They have fast players.
All right, long commercial-free segment is next. Back to your calls.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Health.
This is the place Boston sports fans come to get some positive vibes for their teams.
Anything but. It's time to panic.
Maybe not. Now, back to reality with Felger and Maz.
Do not bring Brady up anymore. Do not bring Brady up anymore.
hold on. Go ahead, Jim. Brady. Brady's still playing. Brady's still playing, Bob. Brady's still alive.
You better pray he doesn't win another one. Oh.
Brady is 5-0 in the playoffs with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They've scored 30 points every game. Bob, say it with me.
Can I get a word?
Brady. Brady.
But hold on.
Brady.
Togo, Brady. What I mean by that is...
That was a low point for yours truly. that I need to act like a six-year-old.
Why should we stop now?
So there, and this is why I asked, is Brady relevant still to the conversation and the Patriots story? And I think he overwhelmingly is, but some of you think not. So now I'm going to, that was our good friend, I say that in air quotes, Bob and Easton from Monday. Bob and Easton joins us now. I'm going to let you finish, Bob. Why is Tom Brady not relevant to the conversation?
The air quotes. You know, Felger, when you're doing the show in your backyard this summer, I'm going to pray every single time that a bird poops on your head. I really am. So a couple of things that come up, and I've been thinking about key and buzzwords that you – Maserati, I'm going to play the role of Greg Bedard right now. Maserati, you should never, ever, ever talk about Mac Jones and if he's the right guy, because for 2-3 years, Jimmy Garoppolo was the guy. Now Mac Jones is not the guy, so you're not in this conversation. You're a fraud.
Tell me why Brady's not relevant.
Oh, he's not relevant because he doesn't play for the Patriots anymore. He left. And by the way, if they paid him $25 million a year, no. You see, there's a lot of things that the pecking order. They wouldn't have the money to spend. The draft order would not have been the same. And you know what? I do agree with Dan from Quincy. Yeah, he would have been a pain in the you-know-what, but they would not have been the same team. They when you say Tom Brady rebuild, that doesn't work. He went to a team that was already ready to win. So he's irrelevant to the Patriots story because he's not with the team anymore. Belichick and the team has moved on. And I, quite frankly, they're doing pretty well.
Okay, I think that's debatable. I don't think they're doing great. Are they doing pretty well or just well enough? I mean, it's somewhere in there. They certainly,
I would say they're doing okay so far.
Okay. They're certainly not way ahead of schedule, and it's not like it's a rousing success, but it hasn't been horrible.
This path they've chosen, though, does it feel linear?
Right. So this is the question. What would they have been better off doing? Retooling the roster as they're doing it with Tom Brady still here? Or with the path they chose with Cam Newton and the rookie quarterback, who's good, but we still don't know if he's going to be great.
The former with Brady.
I mean, I think in hindsight, we stand right here. That's the first thing. It's the first thing. And, you know, I never said that you'd be winning Super Bowls with Brady in the interim. I don't think, certainly Tampa was in a better position to do that than you. Obviously last year and then even into this year, sure. But I think you're still alive this weekend. You're not getting embarrassed by the Buffalo Bills. You're not losing 4 out of your last 5 games, you know, 2 straight years. We gave you the number here. This myth now, it's become a myth that the Patriots get stronger as the season goes on. They're 6-13 after December 1st, the last 3 years. 6-13. You know what Tom Brady is after December 1st in Tampa? 14-1. So maybe that strong finish thing was more a Brady thing than a Belichick thing. This is another thing that, you know, it's just sort of, but either way, you know, 2 years ago, you chose a path. We're going to retool this roster and reset the program with a new quarterback. You could have done it with Brady. Was it the right or the wrong thing? It doesn't feel like the right thing right now, I got to tell you.
I mean, how could it be? Look, they're 17-17 over the last 2 years. You're telling me they wouldn't have been better than 17-17 with Tom Brady as their quarterback? Of course they would have been better. I'm not telling you they're winning the Super Bowl either year, because they're not. They weren't good enough all the way around. But they're better than 17-17. And do you think Bill would have been kicking field goals at some of the end of these games instead of going for it on fourth down if he had Brady as his quarterback?
And his money was not that. At $25 million a year, it's still a good bargain. The best guys make 40. Allen is about to start making $40 million a year. Mahomes make 45 a year. You're getting Brady for almost half of that. And he's just as, from a winning standpoint, just as relevant as those guys. So it was still a good deal, and you didn't want to pay him. How do you not second guess that as long as you're home and Brady's still playing? Ryan and Malden. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, so you guys were talking about late season meltdowns, and I think a big part of that is the defensive coaches. And this is why you really need to get rid of Steven Belichick, whoever the defensive coordinator is. And I'm curious how you guys feel about bringing Dan Quinn from the Cowboys over. Because look at
no
what
shot.
He's done with that.
Ryan, I watched his last game. He had his defensive lineman tackling a San Francisco offensive lineman in the fourth quarter of a one-score playoff game for no discernible reason.
Yeah, how did the Patriots' defensive lineman line up in their special teams this year?
You know, give me another defensive coordinator, fine. Don't give me Dan Quinn.
Yeah, they're not going to bring in a guy like that anyway. You said this yesterday, and you're probably right about it. But Bill Belichick, one of the great defensive geniuses in league history is going to turn over the defense to a veteran guy?
Like an outsider?
No shot.
And demote his son?
No, I'll tell you, the more I think about it, the way this is all going to get resolved, Mayo's going to take a job somewhere else, and all the guys who were loyal to Mayo, McCourty, Hightower, are gone. So it's going to be Stephen Belichick's defense next year with maybe Matt Patricia alongside, which makes me want to vomit.
Here's Alan Everett. Curious what he thinks. I'm being sarcastic. Hi, Al.
How are you guys? Listen, Michael, I actually called to defend you, so just give me about 30 seconds, all right? That's all I'm asking,
okay,
all right?
Okay, babe, go.
I love Danny and Quincy, guys, and we go way back 30 years, man. 30 years of calling you guys. But anyway, Danny, did you hear Mike Felger a few minutes ago? He admitted he was wrong about Jimmy G. He admitted it like a man. Your turn, buddy. You've been bad-mouthing Brady for over 5 years now, and you were wrong. And as far as Brady goes with the rebuilding crap, Brady would have won 12 games in 2020, blindfolded, and with picking up all those players last year, right now he'd be 14-3 minimum with the number one seed, gifting Coach Coattails the number one seed again, and they'd be hosting the Cincinnati Bengals right now. So this is what you asked for, buddy. You've been bad-mouthing them for a long time, and Brady's sticking it up you and Coach Coattails, Keister, and you deserve what you get.
Okay, there you go, Al. I mean, that's kind of right. It's kind of how I feel. It just is what it is.
Oh, yeah, not that Al has any sort of agenda either.
No. He calls it as he sees it.
Oh, yeah, no.
Always
up.
Has. Yeah.
Yep, straight up. Like his angst or distaste for Belichick wouldn't it all be born out of his love for Parcells.
Are you winning Super Bowls with Brady here the last couple of years? Probably not.
No, come on. I don't even think we have to put the probably in there, do we?
Yeah, no, probably not, but I don't know.
I don't think you're losing the division two straight years.
You're
to
not
Buffalo.
Going 17-17.
He's so freaking brilliant. You might be. I mean, but probably not. I'm being fair. Not okay. You're not. But you're in the playoffs. You're playing at this. You know, like this weekend's important to me. Like I feel like divisional round is where you separate the wheat from the chaff, or whatever that expression is. Wheat from the what?
I have no idea.
Okay, but that thing. The
chafe, I believe.
The bleep from the shinola, whatever. Like the final eight, the top third of the league, divisional weekend, like that's it.
Yeah, the cream rises.
Yeah, you're just sort of like, these are the real teams. And I think it pretty much shakes out that way every single year. And so this weekend, certainly next weekend, I think if Brady's here this year, you're sniffing these weekends. You're hearing these weekends. And maybe even last year, who knows? I don't know. He's that good. He makes that big of a difference. Can't you tell? And you could still be drafting Ramondre Stevenson and Christian Barmore. By the way, the draft order for Christian Barmore, you still traded up for Christian Barmore. So it's not like, you know, you still could have done that whether you were 21st in the draft order or 14th in the draft order. You still had that ammo. You could still do that. And so all these players you drafted the last couple of years, with maybe the exception of Mac Jones, maybe, but who knows? Who knows? If you wouldn't have drafted him this year at 15, who was going to take him? I don't know, I don't know how many teams are horned up for him, but either way, so maybe it's not Mac Jones. Maybe you would have had to draft a different guy to be the next guy at quarterback, which is not an unimportant consideration. I acknowledge that as well. But you chose a path. How's it working out? That, to me, is still the story, and it will be until you get back on your feet and or Tom Brady retires. Paul Perillo, Patriots.com, Sunshine.com. Finally, someone from the Patriots organization to answer to these charges will be joining us next. 90 seconds, no commercials, then you get Pip.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
It's
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.